This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, fraudulent opportunities seem to come up more and more. Myself, I probably get 4 or 5 calls a day trying to get the best of me. As the holidays approach, though, these scammers will get more aggressive, and we need to be aware of more of those attempts. We talk with the folks at AARP about what they're keeping an eye on as the holiday season approaches next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The folks over at AARP are looking out for consumers, especially seniors, but doesn't know any age when it comes to scamming, when they want to try to find out more information about the scams that are being perpetrated. Scott Voskuhl says that scammers don't care about your age or where you live. They just want your money.
Scammers are like viruses. They continually evolve in response to the latest news and trends. However, if you spot a scam, you can stop a scam. It's important to understand the types of scams that are out there and how they are evolving to keep you safe. And just because you may not be from the city, that doesn't mean you won't be targeted.
Scams take on many forms. They could be phone calls, they could be emails, they could be all sorts of different options. Many of them we already know about. Don't send any money to Nigerian princes. Also, probably don't give your social security and your bank routing number to anybody claiming to have money to transfer to you. And you probably want to get in contact with your children before you wire your grandkids any money for being in jail. But now, Voskuhl talks about the three main ways that scammers are going to come after their victims as we look at the holiday season of 2023.
Scammers are using wrong number texts that may seem harmless, but their goal is to gain your trust and take your money. Delivery scams often feature a text from a driver who can't find your house and a link that could install viruses on your device. And bank impersonation scams, that's where scammers pretend to be from your bank. It often involves money moving out of your account into a new one. Money stolen through banking impersonation schemes is rarely recoverable.
And of course, social media is also a great place to try to get a hold of your money. It's easy to hack someone's profile and then use that information to dupe people out of their money, especially the elderly, when they think they're trying to help a family member without knowing that they have been scammed by someone impersonating that family member.
Social media has become a dangerous marketplace. Scammers are great at creating slick ads and professional-looking websites, and for a minimal cost, they can force them in your feed. Look out for any online sales that are too good to be true. Experts say to be suspicious of anything marked down 55% or more. Also be wary of any product or websites that offer popular or hard-to-find products at a steeply discounted price.
A good rule of thumb is to double check, but first hang up, then get the information you need, especially when it comes to possibly seeing an impersonated member of your family. Always double check with somebody else to make sure that no one else is in trouble or in need of your assistance. And also, if a member of your family truly needs help, they're going to find a better way to get in touch with you than social media or on email or even by phone. A good chance is they'll probably come talk to you in person. You can always check with AARP to get more tips on scams that could be coming your way. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.